What verse in the Bible would you choose to describe your legacy? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at the life of Eric Little, the famous Scot whose life was portrayed in the Oscar-winning movie Chariots of Fire.
John, Eric Little was a gifted athlete who refused to run on a Sunday, which made headlines in 1924 because he refused to compete in the 100 metres, a race he was favoured to win. However, he ran the 400 metres instead. He won gold. He set a new world record. But this wasn't truly his legacy.
We've talked about the fact that God honored him with sporting success, but most of his life was dedicated to finishing the most important race of all, to receive the crown of life.
Eric walked away from running to serve in the mission field. His parents were missionaries in China, so he returned there to share the love of Jesus with the Chinese people. A gifted teacher, Eric taught science and athletics to students who admired his warmth and compassion because he reflected the character of Christ. Eric remained there even when World War II broke out and he was moved to a prisoner of war camp run by the Japanese.
And he would never see freedom again.
Not on this earth. Eric developed a brain tumor and died in 1945, a short time before the war ended. Buried in China, his grave was lost and forgotten until it was rediscovered in 1990 and a monument erected. Today, it carries this inscription about his heavenly legacy. Isaiah 40:31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
That's a great resource at the website reasonwhy.org. We urge you to check out. It's 3 questions in 3 minutes that could save your life. A gospel tract at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.